Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, just after 3 o'clock on the DGS, Dave on vacation, back after next week. So out next week, be out there sunning and thunning, having a good time. And he goes, does he go in the ocean? I don't remember him ever talking about it.
There.
Good, mm-hmm. Good.
He saves people from drowning all the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I figured that when you get out on the jet ski and you zoom out there, grab like 10 people and then just drag them back with your one arm, right?
It's something like that.
I don't know, like some people don't like the ocean. They just don't like the idea. Like there's sharks in there, and you know,
I don't like to go
jellyfish.
Out real deep into the water.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay, we get to about like my collarbone, and I'm good to go. I'm not gonna go any deeper than that.
So you want to touch the sand?
100%.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. It can be bad. Like you get a riptide or whatever. It can definitely be bad. I feel like I got away with more than I should have when I was a kid. We used to go to the Jersey Shore.
Oh, fun. Did you see Snooki?
She would not have been born then.
Did you see Snooki's mom?
Old Snooki is.
Yeah, it could have been. That could have been a possibility.
Snooki Senior, we call her.
I did see a lot of people back in the day that kind of looked like how they all look like on Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Ooh, now we're talking.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty great. No, we used to go there all the time. My mom's family is from Philly, and that's where you go in the summer. You go to the Jersey Shore, and you go hang out. And I just, maybe it's just my kid memory. You know, like when you're 11 or 12, things seem like you think you're further out than you really are. But we used to like go out by a buoy and then like try to catch waves to ride them in, you know, like these 4-foot waves that are really not going to take you anywhere. But it was just, I always loved being in the ocean. I always thought it was fun. And I still do even, and the bigger the waves, the better. Love getting smacked.
There's something very peaceful about being at the ocean and just looking out over the water, and there's no wind in sight. It's a very nice feeling. Yeah. So I hope Dave has a great vacation and comes back rested and happy.
That's what it's all about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get out there and chill for a little bit. All right, so I saw this earlier today. You guys, I don't know if you have it on a note anywhere. Maybe I shouldn't steal this. Maybe we should just do Flashback Friday.
Okay.
And if this thing is in there, we can talk about it. And if it's not, I will bring it up at the end.
Okay. Ooh. You want to do Flashback Friday right now?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. August 1st, back in the day, let's jump back 89 years ago in 1936. The Olympic torch appeared for the first time at the opening ceremonies in Berlin. The ceremony was presided over by Adolf
that
Hitler.
Guy. Wait, there was no Olympic torch before then?
That was the first time.
They never did. They didn't do that in ancient Greece?
Guess not.
Mm. I feel sad. I should have known that. How did I not know that?
It's all right, buddy. It's not that big a deal.
Felt like it was like, I felt like this was like centuries old tradition. And really, it's just 80 years ago we did this. 90 years ago we did this.
And it's involved with Hitler. So
that's wonderful. That's
nice. Yeah, that almost feels like we should have like stopped. I was like, stopped it after that.
I'm not sure it was
like
his
that
idea.
One time and then done.
I don't think it was his idea and baby, but he certainly, as the leader of the host country, would have overseen the process there.
54 years ago in 1971, the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour debuted on CBS.
Man.
Kevin's favorite show.
I gotta tell you guys, that was the other thing back then that was a thing, were like these variety shows.
Yes.
Like, we're going to have a bunch of guests, and we're going to sing a bunch of songs, and we're going to do a bunch of dance numbers, and we're going to do a bunch of...
That sounds all right.
No, it's not. I mean, you should, if you haven't, pull up on YouTube, like, the Sonny and Cher show and just look at it. It's, like, at the time, it was really popular, obviously. Cher was really the bigger star. Sonny seemed like a creeper to me, but he turned out he was a pretty good guy, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say that, because maybe he did some terrible things.
Didn't he,
I don't remember.
Groom her?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like super weird because he was like a lot older than her.
Yeah.
And he was, I mean, if you've seen Sonny Bono, you know, he's him and she's Cher.
Yeah.
That show, that vibe, you watch it and you're like, what is happening?
Speaking of variety shows, Wheels, have you ever seen the Lawrence Welk show?
Tiny bubbles.
Yeah, that might be the worst one.
Dude, if there is a hell, that is hell.
I kind of agree with you. They used to play it on PBS all the time.
Yeah, my grandma, you know, RIP, Grandma Wheeler watched it when we were down there sometimes, and I was just like, what's happening? Yeah. What are we doing?
Why so much like polka?
And there's only one
TV,
and there's nowhere else in the house to go. And you're like, you have like two toys because you had to travel from Michigan to Florida. You can't bring them all.
Okay, 52 years ago in 1973, American Graffiti premiered in L.A.
Still never saw that.
I feel like I saw it when I was a kid. But I couldn't tell you what happened in it, so why did I even bring it up? It was directed by George Lucas.
Yeah.
It starred Ron Howard, Richard Dreyfuss, Harrison Ford,
yeah,
Cindy Williams, Wolfman Jack, and Mackenzie Phillips.
Man, they had all the...
What a cast.
...future TV stars. Well, actually, I mean, obviously Harrison Ford wound up being megastar. So did Ron Howard, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, he's done quite well for himself.
You remember Cindy Williams? You know who that is? You guys, I'm curious if you guys know who that is.
Let me Google you probably her don't. And see her face. Yeah. That lady. Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
44 years ago in 1981, MTV was launched.
That's the one I was going to bring up.
Okay. In an estimated 2 million homes at 12:01 a.m., started off with the words, "Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll," and the first video shown was "Video Killed the Radio Star" by the Buggles.
You know they had to feel like they snapped on that one.
Well,
they had to feel like, oh, we are killing this.
Well, you know what's funny is, like, I'm sure at the beginning there weren't very many videos to play because nobody was doing it. So you probably had like 10 and they would, you know, end up rotating them. But like that was the TikTok of that time. That, I'm serious, that changed music. It changed how you saw musicians and your favorite stars, because you actually saw them. Like, think how crazy this is, that you might catch them on, like, you know, like a Top of the Pops show in London or something like that. You might see that on TV. You might see, like, on Ed Sullivan or something. But for forever, the only time you would see your favorite, like, rock stars, entertainers, music, was, like, when you went to the concert.
Mm-hmm.
And now, all of a sudden, the videos are there, and they're, like, little movies, and some of them are stupid, and some of them are actually good. That was as addictive to us at that time as TikTok is to people now.
Wheels, I don't know if this was, I think this was VH1.
Yeah.
But did you watch Pop-Up Video? Do you remember that?
No, because VH1 played lame music.
Okay.
At least that was my view at the time. And MTV was where you could get the cooler music.
What's the delineation there? What's lame music?
Well, like, that was more like adult music, like grown-ups, like, you know, like adult contemporary versus, like, pop music, rap, rock. That was more MTV.
Pop-Up Video was cool, though. They have this up on YouTube. You can still watch it. But it was just like they would play the music videos, and then they would have little pop-up facts.
About what's going on. Like, what's this? Like, who this person is, or, you know, why this thing is here or whatever. Yeah, that was the thing. I don't know that my perception of VH1 was actually accurate, but that's how I felt about it back then.
All right, back to Flashback Friday. 39 years ago in 1986... Howard the Duck was released, produced by Lucasfilm. Have either of you seen this?
Yep. I refused because it just looked stupid.
was actually the second Marvel movie ever.
Was
after
it?
A mm-hmm. Captain America's
I didn't know that
serial
was a Marvel
that ran
movie.
For 15 episodes in theaters back in 1944. Yeah,
Howard the Duck is not necessarily like a superhero, but he is a comic book character.
I did not really realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember at the time. I know it was a big deal at the time, and Leah Thompson was a big deal at the time, but I remember seeing mm-hmm. that and going, it's a movie about a big duck. I'm not going.
31 years ago in 1994, Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley confirmed they had secretly gotten married 11 weeks earlier. They did get divorced in August of 1996, but continued to date on and off for 4 more years after their divorce. Wheels, I have a question for you. My entire like Michael Jackson memories, he died when I was like 17.
Wow.
I think we might have been in college.
It was right after I graduated high school, I'm pretty
okay,
sure.
Okay, so yeah, it was like 08 or 09.
Wow.
What was it like just for you as a young adult witnessing something like the Lisa Marie Presley marriage? Like, was he just all over the tabloids at all times?
By that time, it had seemingly started to go, like, to my view, he had gone off the rails by then.
Okay.
That was before anybody knew about the accusations of, you know, messing with kids.
Mm-hmm.
That was before that time. But, you know, at that time, there were always people that were just like, people were saying that was a sham marriage. Like, we're a little suspicious of this. Just seemed weird. Like, when they interacted with each other, it seemed weird. Like, I don't know, almost like two actors that have no chemistry.
Okay.
Like, it was like really, it seemed awkward and odd when they were together. And there's, if you Google it, I'm sure you'll find it. There was like this famous kiss between them on camera, and it looked like she was like, but like that at that time, he had started, not from a music standpoint, if I remember right, like he was still making hits and all that. At that time was when people were like, man, that's not the Thriller Michael Jackson that I remember. But like there was a period of time where he was literally everything. He was everywhere. Yeah. He was as big, probably bigger just because there weren't as many options. He was bigger than Taylor Swift is as far as impact on day-to-day culture and music and everything else.
29 years ago in 1996, MTV launched MTV2.
Lame.
13 years ago. In 2012, 8 women's badminton players were disqualified from the Summer Olympics. They were trying to lose matches on purpose to get more favorable matchups later on in the tournament.
So we had this conversation at the time. When was that again?
2012,
yeah.
Ago.
I actually talked about that on Sports Open Line in 2012. And I actually argued that that's not cheating.
I agree with you.
You're trying to win the gold medal. And doing what it takes to win is not throwing a match or any, it's strategy.
I fully agree with you. Like that was my first thought when you read that story, Rach. I was like, that just seems like the strategy that you have come up with to try and win. I mean, by that same notion, we should, you know, punish teams for, which I know there are people who do support doing this, but I don't think we should punish teams for like tanking, for example. In basketball, you might tank to try and get a better draft pick in the upcoming draft because, you know, worse teams tend to have better odds at getting better picks.
Wheels, do you remember, did they like catch them with text messages or something? Did they admit like, oh yes, we're trying to get a better spot?
I can't remember exactly how they got caught, but it was something like that.
Okay.
Like the coach was overheard saying it, or maybe even said in an interview, like, yeah, we like this matchup better. And it was something really like, and I remember being really mad that they're actually like treating that like it's cheating. Like, that's not at all. Your duty is to advance and try to win. I don't see, like, Andrew, you couldn't be more right. Like, sitting your quarterback in the last 2 weeks so you lose a couple games to get a better draft pick. Or, you know, a Major League Baseball team, I'm going to save my starting pitcher for game one of the playoffs, so I might lose a couple of regular season games because I'm saving him and not using him. And who cares?
Mm-hmm.
The whole point is to win the big deal.
Let's do one more flashback Friday here. 11 years ago in 2014, Guardians of the Galaxy was released in theaters.
Good movie. All right, TGS on a Friday. Dave on vacation, back next week. The rest of us holding it down. Dave Murray's going to join us. We got to write Dave a thank you card.
Steve Murray?
He controls the weather.
Oh, that's true. I forgot. It's really nice that he's showing us some mercy.
Yeah. Be crazy.
So, crazy. Wheels, the other day I was watching a YouTube compilation. I watch a lot of YouTube at my apartment.
Yeah.
It's the number one thing I watch, like way more than like shows or movies or whatever. I was watching a compilation of commercials from the late 90s.
Oh, boy.
Which was really fun because I remembered some of them and it just kind of tickles your brain in a funny way. But they brought up TiVo, which was like groundbreaking at the time.
Yeah.
It was like, you can record your TV shows and watch them later. And it was so popular. It was a verb like, oh, I'll TiVo it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's like, I have streaming. I have everything at my fingertips.
Yep.
It's TiVo.
Everything's on demand, right.
Right. But I'm just wondering, like, is there anything we do now that you guys think will go the way of TiVo in the next couple of years where it's like, well, that is no longer relevant at this point? Might be kind of a hard question because it's hard to predict the future.
No. I mean, it's a good point because, well, that one, you know, you went from needing to like physically put a VCR tape into a VCR and then you could program your VCR to record at a certain time on a certain channel. But yeah, I think you had to have your receiver on that channel or something. It was really complicated to like, okay, now I can just record it automatically and do it digitally. And now you don't have to record anything because you just go watch it on demand. Boy, what will be like that? That's a great question.
Well, also think about how much something like Netflix has changed.
Yeah.
Like when that came out, it was like, all you have to do is you write in and you tell them which DVDs you want, and they'll send you like 5 DVDs at a time.
Yeah.
And then you watch them and you mail them back, and now it's like, what? I have the whole library right here. I said library.
Did you say library?
Matthew on the stream says, I still have a lifetime useless TiVo subscription.
Yeah, that's a good question. If I had to pick something, it would definitely be in the TV realm because the whole TV world keeps changing, right? I almost wonder if at some point it's going to stop being individual services and they all just, well, not all, but like the big companies are just going to buy everything up and put them all together.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's hard to know because not that long ago, the big question was, is anything going to replace cable and satellite? And then streaming came along and people were like, well, man, if you can just do all of it on one thing, you don't have to have 3 different means of information coming into your house. It became the way that it is. That's a really great question. I don't know.
It's just kind of a fun thought experiment. Like, again, kind of a tough question because we have no idea what's going to happen. But just think about what we're doing now that soon we'll look back
and
on and be like,
in 10 years, you're going to be like, why'd we do that? That was so dumb.
That
we're
was
idiots.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, Friday on DGS. Dave is on vacation. The rest of us holding it down. The other Dave is not on vacation. Although, I guess we could argue that Dave Murray is always on vacation.
Yes. Dave, you don't even have to argue that.
Dave, I figured this is in the interest of just general fairness and justice. You get all the blame when things are bad, so we must give you all the credit because things are pretty damn good right now.
Oh, it's better than that.
Yeah.
It's better than that.
I mean, this is 80 elite.
Degrees. Yeah, 80 degrees right now, a dew point of 54. In August, first day of August, if you could say, yeah, you know what, the first day of August, we're going to be 80 and a dew point of 54, you go, there's no way. No way at all that's going to happen. But it's great. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Now, there is the only downside, and it's not really a downside. There is some of the, because we have a northerly flow, there is some Canadian smoke in the upper atmospheres from all the wildfires up there that seem to be burning all the time now. But you may notice a nice sunset. You're not going to smell it at all, maybe some haze, but it's not going to work its way to the ground. So it's not really a concern at all. 83 tomorrow, sunny, nice, comfortable. 62 Saturday night, Sunday 83 again, sunshine. Monday partly sunny, 83. We should touch 90, 91 degrees by about Thursday of next week. Nothing 90 plus until then. Also, I know you'll be up early, 6 a.m., Venus and Jupiter, bright in the east-northeast sky over the weekend. Right around, you know, actually it's around 5 a.m. It's right before sunrise.
Yeah, see, 5 a.m. I'm more likely to be still up as opposed to getting up.
Yeah, but if you're going out to pick up the newspaper or something, take a look in the east-northeast sky.
That's for everybody listening because he knows I'm not going to do that.
Remember a newspaper? Remember what newspapers are?
Yeah, when you've been out at the end of the driveway or you got tossed out on the porch. Yeah.
I love that.
Do you?
I love that.
Good ritual? Now, like just a good daily ritual?
It's a good, I let the dogs out. They go take care of their biz.
Well, now we know who let the dogs out.
About a year ago, Rain used to always bring the paper, and she's like, I don't need to do that
anymore. She's retired, too.
Yeah, that's right. I've been doing this way long for you. Pick it up yourself and bring it in.
She's like, you're retired. I'm retired, too, dang it. Just figure out, I wonder if, we think about how many times you've given, how many times you think you've given a forecast. I mean, if you think, it's an impossible number, right?
It's an impossible number.
It's an impossible number for Rain, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought she would teach Snowflake how to do it.
Yeah.
But there were so many years where Rain was, no, this is my job. This is my job. Snowflake is like, I'm not touching that thing. Just not touching it.
So taught the opposite. This is mine, not yours. You go somewhere else.
Get right, you. Right.
Yeah.
You find your own job.
So how different are their personalities? Because, I mean, we've had a couple of different quote-unquote packs. In our life, we had a pack of three, and you had one that was clearly the boss, and then one guy who was kind of like he didn't care, and then the other one was just the weird one, and again in a good way, but just like they were all different, and our two now are completely different. Are they different?
Yes, absolutely. They're not different to the point of crazy different, but they're different. Rain has always been the dominant dog until about 2 years ago when she started to age and age and age. And but every once in a while, Rain will go, hey, you know what? I'm still the queen of this house.
I'm still the boss.
And don't remember. Remember that, buddy.
Don't forget it.
And Snowflake is like, I don't forget that. I don't forget it.
it is. That's always, as a dog owner, it's always a fascinating thing to me to look at how they kind of find their niche in the pack, right? Like there's always room for some job or some part. And they kind of find their way into that role. And like our dogs, we had three, and there were three of us, my wife, my daughter, and I. And they each kind of picked a person. Like yeah, that was their person that they kind of hung around with. Like we had one, our first dog, American Eskimo, never left my wife's side ever. Always there, always following her around. Except when our daughter was a baby and was just born, and then she kind of hung by the baby for a little while to make sure everything was okay. We got a big guy. He ended up picking me, and we were boys. We just go hang out and do dude things. And then,
go to Hooters.
And I
took the batting cages.
My dog, that was Max. I took him to work. He would sleep at my feet in the radio studio when I worked at Sporting News Radio. And never make a noise. He just loved being there. I'd take him to the softball games when I was playing. He'd just go anywhere and do anything. He was just chill. And then we had the other one that was Crystal, who was a little bit goofy, but like super sweet. She's just a little bit goofy. And she picked our daughter right away. They're like, we drafted people and picked the ones that they wanted to hang out with. And right now we've got the two and the boy. He drafted Susan from day one. That's his lady. He is not going to, I have to bribe him with food to get him to leave her side.
He says, hey man, that's my wife, actually.
Yeah, like if I'm the only one around, he'll listen to me, but if she's around, I'm out. I'm right. lower. I'm yeah. Not, yeah. Well, yeah, but he's little, so I can just pick him up and move him. Pretty great. Yeah, pretty great. How about some headlines, Rach? What do we got today?
Yeah, headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. I thought of you immediately, Wheels, because you're such a roller coaster fan. Oh. 23 people were injured after an amusement park ride snapped in Saudi Arabia.
Oof.
So it's called the 360 Big Pendulum Ride.
Oh, man.
And it had just started out. It was one of those, it's like a stick and it's going back and forth.
You're going
like
upside
that.
Down and stuff,
I watched the video. It just kind of broke in half.
Oh, no.
It caused the passenger section to crash to the ground. Very scary stuff. They've ordered an investigation and the park has closed. Now, 23 people were reported injured, but there were no fatalities.
Wow.
Thank goodness.
So I didn't see the video. It must have snapped off when it was low enough to the ground where it wasn't, they weren't like falling from the top.
Oh, no, they were falling from
the top. Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a pretty good drop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, scary stuff.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that there aren't more of those given the number of thrill rides that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that shows the beauty of engineering and science and tech. If you keep it up and you do it right, it's going to stay safe.
So they have reestablished the presidential fitness test for American children. This was a fixture of public schools for decades that would gauge young people's health and athleticism with a 1 mile run, sit-ups, stretching exercises. During the Obama administration, they phased it out and focused more on overall health, but President Trump is bringing it back. I just don't know how well that's going to go over in school nowadays. Like, am I crazy? It feels like you're going to tell a kid to run a mile and they're going to be like, what? No, I'm not doing that.
I mean,
maybe we need to bring it back.
I was going
to
say, no, in all honesty, I'm not even going to be a smartass about it. I don't see that then any of that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we've had gym classes forever where you would have things you had to complete. You had to see how many sit-ups you could do, how many push-ups you can do. Most people, I could not climb that damn rope to save my life.
I hated the rope.
I could get about halfway up. But I would say also that that wasn't my measure of athleticism. I was pretty good at sports. You know, I was doing a lot of other things. I just couldn't climb. I didn't have that skill. I had a buddy who could he'd go up and down that thing in a second. I'm like, what's wrong with you? But I don't see that as being that big of a deal. If you're a kid, why can't you just run a mile? Because they'll let you walk it. It's not like they're going to be out there like, you know, bullwhipping you and making you run as hard as you can.
Five-minute mile right now.
Right. I mean, like, it's okay. It's an assessment. It's kind of an idea because of all the things that I don't like to, you know, I'm always the new things aren't always as bad as we think they are. But one thing that humans need is movement. You need physical activity. And it's fine to do that in school. There's nothing wrong with that.
The Nintendo Switch is going to go through some price changes starting August 3rd. So just 2 days from now.
Let me guess.
In the U.S.
It's going up.
It's going up. It is a price hike. It's going to affect the original Switch console, the Switch Lite, OLED models and some accessories, and the Switch 2 console and games. Basically, this is because of tariffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So something to just keep in mind.
They had warned that this would be coming. So it's not like a big shock. Right. You know what I mean? Like, everybody kind of forgot. So it's like a surprise today for everybody to go, like, oh, right. That's right. But we haven't talked about those tariffs in a while. We kind of thought that was going away. But yeah, it sucks. It's real bad.
How much did it say anywhere how much it's going up?
I did not see that. Okay. I apologize.
I've had trouble finding that information. It's not clear.
$100.
Here's where the trust factor with me.
I don't think quite that much.
Here's the trust factor with me. Because remember when we had all these different shortages and you had COVID and people jacked up the prices even more than they needed to?
Yeah.
And a lot of, I mean, what there was a, was it the one of the poultry companies, one of the chicken companies got caught doing that and they got in trouble for jacking up prices even more than they needed to. There was a big problem with that during the egg thing too.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder how many of these companies would be like, oh no, was it McDonald's that did this? Where there was that, there was a corporate call where they were like, well, we could pretty much jack up the prices any way we want now because we got cover because of all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know that the increases just match the tariffs and it's not like, oh, opportunity strikes, let's go.
Well, I wouldn't put it past literally any corporation.
No, that's why I'm saying it ain't one. It's just like, if that's what you are, I'm going to have my doubts until you show me otherwise.
This is an interesting story. A couple welcomed the world's oldest baby, born from an embryo that was frozen in 1994.
I'm like, wait a minute, but you were just born. You're new. You can't be old.
So
I get it now.
The baby's new parents had struggled to conceive before adopting this embryo that was created through IVF in 1994 and had been frozen for over three decades. The person who donated the embryo had created four embryos, one of which became her daughter. The remaining three were left in storage, so I'm not sure what happened to the other two.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this baby's been waiting to be born since 1994.
Man.
That must be weird to find out whenever you're old enough to understand all of that. Like, wait, so I could have been growing up during the 90s?
You're like, am I actually 60?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for a second there, I was picturing like Benjamin Button.
World's like, wrinkliest baby.
Is it going to age in reverse too?
IKEA is opening mini stores in Best Buys. This is going to happen in Florida and Texas. Basically, you can go in and check out different furniture at these Best Buy locations, and then you can order these items to be delivered to your home. This is nice if you live in an area that doesn't have an IKEA. You can kind of go lay your eyes on it. I am always weird about ordering furniture online because I like to go into the store and like sit down and check it out and see what I'm going to get. So. One more story for you for headlines here. Carrie Underwood is returning to Sunday Night Football in 2025. I know Wheels is so appreciative of her contribution.
Well, it's not about it being Carrie Underwood. I felt the same way about Hank Williams. I feel the same way about no matter who they put in there. Do you know what they pay her, Dave?
I have no idea.
$1 million per week.
Wow.
For a
I wonder if she wants to come back.
And now that was the last deal, so it may be more than that now.
Wow.
So $1 million per game, which is once a week.
I'll do it for half a million.
And all they have to do is change the lyrics up to a song that wasn't even hers. It's Joan Jett's song. And you change up the lyrics to fit the two teams in that are playing that day. And zero football fans care about that song being there. You could just open with a nothing. It could be like elevator music. People are still going to watch the game. It's like the ultimate waste of $18 million.
That's amazing. I had no idea.
Yeah. And it's all because that TV executive wants to say,
I'm friends with Carrie Underwood.
I signed Carrie Underwood. See you, Dave. Have a great week. Well, have a great weekend.
You too. People forget.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, back in on DGS. Dave on vacation. Out next week as well. We'll keep things from sinking. We won't let it crash. We'll steer it.
Audience.
Rachel's got the steering wheel, although sometimes I have the gas pedal, so maybe be a little nervous about that.
Did you also?
More driving should be done like that, where one person has the wheel and somebody else has the pedals.
Yeah.
Did you see Andrew out of the corner of your eye, like waving his arms around in there?
Just now?
Yeah.
Not really.
I thought he was like waving us down, like, oh, no, don't go
he was
on
just,
yet.
Was he celebrating?
Oh, no,
a song?
I'm sure. I was just like,
I thought he was like air drumming or
he
something.
He was free falling.
Yeah, I was just like vibing. I'm sorry.
don't be sorry.
Not the first time. Well, the thing is, it's a very stupid thing that I do, and it's unnecessary because it's not the first time that someone has thought that I'm like frantically trying to get their attention because we are at work doing a thing that could require some attention, and instead I'm just like wacky waving.
you're like one of those little gas station guys.
Yeah, yeah. just like straight up vibing in here, and that is like. Not something I should keep it. I should keep the hands low to the ground at least.
When we were talking about the gym class stuff, Brian threw in on the chat that I'm sure dodgeball won't make a comeback. It was fun though, pegging your classmates with a rubber ball. I got to tell you, dodgeball was fun.
Oh yeah,
yeah, dodgeball is fun.
I am quite good. Not to brag, I'm quite good at dodgeball.
And let's be honest, those little like if you have the purple rubber ball, those don't hurt anybody.
No, you're fine.
You got to be.
Those don't hurt anybody.
Kind of a candy butt.
If you don't really want to be in it, you could just turn your back to the people on the other side and they'll hit you and you'll be out and you can go sit in the corner and just not do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. But that's no fun.
Yeah. I loved dodgeball so much.
Now, we used to play, it was called prison ball. And if you. And you did go to prison. No, if you caught the ball when someone threw it at you.
They were out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a general rule of dodgeball.
But there was another one where we would play it in the gym, and then if you were out, you went and stood like behind the line.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
If I could throw it, if you're on my team and you're out and I throw it to you and you catch it, then you're out of prison.
Oh.
That was pretty fun.
I got you.
That's cool.
That was real fun.
I got you.
That is cool.
You're like, I used to play prison ball. I'm like, that sounds pretty dangerous.
So what they would do is they would take us to a maximum security prison. And they said, go nuts.
I'm trying to think. That there were a lot of fun, like just kid playing games like that, that are not as well accepted anymore.
Like what else?
Well, I mean, like, I don't know if you guys ever played like versions of tag where you basically just knocked the person to the ground. I don't remember what we called it, but we played tag where.
I bet you don't.
If the person. No, I don't. I really don't remember what we called it.
Remember what we called it?
No. There's a different. That's a different game. We called that kill the guy. But that one was more like a King of the Mountain where
yeah,
somebody's
King
on
of the
top
Hill kind of deal,
or somebody had the football and they would try to keep it from everybody else, and you're trying to kill the guy. That's what we called it in school. But there was another one where you play tag, but the only way that you would be able to give up being it is if the person you tag, you knocked them down to the ground. Like, mm-hmm. if they stayed on their feet, you're still it.
Yeah, you would just full-on check people, running as fast as you can.
It was basically rugby. Mm-hmm. And you would always try to find the person that you could get to. But sometimes the person you could catch, though, was bigger than you, which made it a challenge to get them to the ground. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm sure this was the Queen's rules, not that we just made up on our street on Conway Drive, Road. I don't remember which one it was. Conway. When we were kids, but one knee had to touch the ground. If one knee touched the ground, you were then it after being knocked down.
Speaking of prison that I brought up, did you see Ghislaine Maxwell has been moved yep. to a federal prison camp in Texas? I believe she was in Florida, and now she's moving to like a cushier prison in Texas.
So it's a lower security thingy.
Yes, because she had like those interviews talking about like maybe naming some people, and I'm sure this is part of whatever deal she's working out for herself.
But so we put all this on video, right? So we can have evidence to show the American public what was said and what was not?
My guess is no.
I thought that was supposed to, maybe it's not a rule, but I thought like whenever you watch a, you know, cop show or movies, there's always a camera in the room and there's always somebody recording, and then mm-hmm. when they turn it off, that's when the illegal stuff happens.
Yes
Well, yeah, right, they turn it off and then they're like, all right, now let's deal.
All right, now you're getting a punch to the
now
face.
Let's talk turkey.
But yeah. the funny thing about this minimum security prison camp that she's being transferred to, there are some other well-known people in this camp, including Jen Shaw. She was on the television show The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. She is in prison for defrauding the elderly. And Elizabeth Holmes,
sorry.
Formerly of the blood testing company Theranos. So maybe Ghislaine will make some new friends.
Yeah,
get in there with some wealthy friends. I'm sure that's not anything close to their old structure of getting close to people with money.
Surely not.
Just interesting that place is harboring so many, like, well, I mean, I know you guys don't know who Jen Shaw is, but...
Defrauding the elderly.
Yeah, she would sell them fake stuff over the phone and take all of their money. Really,
it is defrauding.
Really nasty.
That's pretty
stuff.
Horrible.
Really bad
Like,
stuff.
Why aren't you in real prison for that?
I know.
Why do you get to go to the nice prison when you're basically ruining people's lives?
Mm. Good question.
Fair question.
Like, if you just stood there and robbed somebody, you're going to real prison. Don't like that at all.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.